Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Hal Rosenbluth. How are you, Hal?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Hal, as you know, we've interviewed him in the past, and he is an iconic CEO who built one of the iconic travel organizations, led a lot of Walgreens, but has been for the past decade the chairman and CEO of New Ocean Health Solutions. And this is, I would call it, I've been in healthcare for years and years and years on hospital boards and everything. This is a game changer. What is different about what you're doing than that exists anywhere else in the world?
Yeah, well, first we looked at, you know, what's wrong with the healthcare ecosystem and what are the unknown unmet needs that we could solve. And we looked around and we found out that, you know, digitization was starting and it was critical, but that it was very pixelated. And so we decided we're going to build an enterprise health management platform that can bring everybody's assets together. But at the same time, we're going to focus on chronic diseases, lifestyle, things that really cost the healthcare system and individuals the most amount of money. And that we would provide them with daily activities and personalized medicine. So whereas, you know, there are lots of health and wellness programs out there that are nutrition and they're, you know, exercise, and that's great, and we have all of that. But our focus was, you know, let's have it all in one place so that you're not in a scavenger hunt looking for, you know, something for anxiety and something else for depression, et cetera. But to have all of that, you know, in our app so that we would get an understanding of the individual, what their needs are, get a lot of data, whether it be from claims or from a private health assessment, and then personalize it to their needs. So if it's a chronic person, a person has a chronic disease like diabetes, then every day they would have an activity to accomplish. And then we would bring that together with a lifestyle program so that people could actually begin to lower their own healthcare costs by improving their health. And that's, you know, there's a lot more to it, but we decided it's also critically important that we own the intellectual property of everything we're doing, and so we do.
So who are your customers?
Well, our largest customer is Independence Blue Cross Blue Shield. There are about 2 million members that we cover. And then they resell that to about 200 different self-insured companies.
And specifically, when you look at New Ocean, there are two things. And the first thing everyone is concerned about is cost. So what specifically, how are you addressing the escalating cost of healthcare?
Well, the first thing is to be able to provide this at the right, you know, price point so that people, you know, companies can save a heck of a lot of money, health plans, health systems. So we're very fortunate in the way we designed the platform and its content so that we're the lowest cost producer. So right off the bat, it's the cost of the program is less expensive than anything else in the marketplace. But more importantly, we focus on the higher costs, which are in the chronic area, and we create incentives for people that are paid for, you know, by a health plan or by a corporation for people to do the right thing. And those can be monetary incentives, they can be premium reductions, things that not only, you know, save the company money, but also, since there's, you know, there are premiums and deductibles and so on and so forth, they're all a result of what that entity is costing a health plan. So when you bring that all down, everyone within the entity itself is going to save money. The other is connecting health systems, health plans, corporations, because there's a lot of disconnect right now. And the more we can bring it together into one platform so everybody can see what's going on, the better. Knowledge is critically important. There's just too much going on. The costs are rising. I don't see costs going down whatsoever in the healthcare space. And I see the healthcare ecosystem being overrun right now, with depression. And that's a result of what's going on in the world today, geopolitically, financially within our country. Companies that are, you know, looking to cut back to make their earnings, et cetera. And just the media in itself that's causing, you know, divisiveness in this country. And depression is getting out of hand. So we provide a tool to help people with depression and with anxiety. But it's not enough for us to do it. You got to get at the root causes, and nobody seems to get at the root causes. Depression is a chronic disease, and there's so many factors that lead into it, and it's affecting healthcare costs. It's affecting company productivity. It's affecting people's health and wellness.
So let's stay with the concept of depression, because you're right. When you think of chronic things that have significant impact, far-reaching, depression is definitely a big one of them. What exactly are you doing that is going to, that if it you forward, fast forward a few years, it would change the outcome of depression and improve clinical outcomes?
Well, for one thing, I'm speaking about it and talking about the untold truths behind the precipitous rise in depression.
And by the way, it's one out of four people in America, that's the big amount, has some type of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, people, you know, need to help self-manage their depression, but we really are only dealing with symptoms. Nobody's dealing with a cure, because you got to get to the root cause, and the root causes go well behind, you know, beyond, you know, the clinical aspect of it. So, you have divisiveness going on in the country. You have issues like racism that are, you know, causing, you know, division. You have lots of different things that, you know, social media, people feeling that, you know, they're not worthy because they're not getting a lot of likes or this or that. It goes on and on within this country, and those things need to change.
So what are you going to do to change them? You have changed first the travel industry, then you changed the health care industry with Walgreens, what you've done. What are you going to do to change that personally? Here you are. You're a guy who's gone through this twice before already, and you're talking about it's a ubiquitous issue.
Breaking down the barriers to people, you know, helping themselves and taking advantage of the tools that are out there by making things easier. It's so difficult to find, whether it be a health coach or whether it be a, you know, some type of app or what have you, and the knowledge for people to be able to recognize. And I think it's happening more and more, not being afraid to say they're depressed, and for companies to be able to, you know, recognize that there's, you know, there are people within their company. If there's one fourth of America, well, there's probably one fourth of every company have folks that are suffering from depression. And, you know, just the health literacy that can be provided about depression, and for people to be able to talk to one another. But I think it's bigger than that. We need a national discussion on what's causing depression. And it's the things I mentioned earlier and a lot more.
What are some unique practices, if there's any one specific practice that you use that helps build a great culture?
Well, geez, I don't know if there's any one thing, but I think, you know, communication is critical, and being vulnerable as a CEO, you know, that people I share with them, my shortcomings. I share with them a lot of things that most CEOs wouldn't share, because, I want them to know who I am, and I want to know who they are. It's really, how engagement, takes place. And if you have engagement, you're going to have honest communication. You're going to be able to, help people and remove the things that get in the way of them being successful. Take fear, bureaucracy, all those other things, corporate politics, remove them all. You get them out of your, out of your company, and, have good, trusting, honest, truthful conversations.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Hal, we are going to talk about, when we're trying to make these major moves, what he learned from his past experiences and what his vision is to maybe, I don't know if we could say eradicate depression, but certainly to abate depression. Back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Hal Rosenbluth, who is the chairman CEO of New Ocean Health Solutions. And this is an organization that is trying to change the fabric of America in terms of health. So you spoke about depression, but what are the other chronic diseases that we have? I know in past you've told me there are 9. Tell a couple of what they are.
Well, there's diabetes, there's asthma, there's COPD, different types of heart disease, angina, depression, high cholesterol, things along, those lines. But they also, you have comorbidities, and a lot of these chronic diseases, they also cause depression. And depression causes some of the chronic diseases. So it's very challenging to, really get at both, but you have to.
And how are you using technology specific, and why do you believe the technology can be one of the key drivers?
Because people can't, they want immediate gratification when it comes to their health. And that means you need to have providers and so on and so forth accessible. And there aren't enough. So we provide a 24/7 digital platform and app that they can go to for any one of their chronic diseases, see how they're doing, push information to their provider if desired, keep it to themselves, and see how they're dealing with it, having someone to talk to if need be. But we've taken the coaching aspect where people would typically call somebody and there aren't enough saying, I'm depressed, what do I do? And, we've replicated what a coach does using behavioral science and our clinical team so that right then and there, they have the coaching, but it's digitized. If they want to talk to, a human being, fine, we can link right out to that. But, the majority of what you would find in talking to a coach is right there for them.
So what you're doing unique that no one else is doing is you've identified and isolated the key chronic areas that are, by the way, the major cost. That's about 90% of all costs of healthcare. I'm on hospital boards. I'm involved with it. Is the chronic disease. You've identified this. So this could go straight to the person and they have 24/7 access to everything they need, including coaching, right?
Absolutely. And in an entity, whether it be an employer, a health system, a health plan, what have you, they provide us with a dump of the data of their employees, and we automatically enroll them in whatever chronic disease they may have. And so they don't have to do a lot of work. It's there. We're the only platform that's like this.
Yeah. How did this really come to be? Because it is unlike any platform that I'm aware of.
I think it's just a continuation of, what we've always done to try and find ways to reduce the cost of healthcare and make it affordable and accessible, whether it be the clinics inside of pharmacies and that industry that we started. Well, we're now a natural extension of that by digitizing it.
So let's talk about what your vision is. You've taken something that has the chronic challenges, and you've digitized everything so it is usable to any person, and you could connect them through their insurance, however you do it. What is your vision if this completely goes incredibly successful, which it seems like it's on that path?
Yeah, I think eventually we want to go global. and taking what we're doing, you know, here and continue to address the ever-changing needs. People are changing. The world's changing. We're more and more interconnected. People want something in their hands immediately to get information, to be able to reduce their costs, put the costs in their control a little bit. And a lot of that comes by talking about the, you know, hidden costs of healthcare and talking about that an awful lot, bringing to light what people just don't want to talk about, things that are sensitive. That's not right. We're people. We're human beings. Everybody in the healthcare ecosystem is a human being, and we need to recognize that and help each other and reduce barriers. There's just a lot of self-interest in the healthcare system. And okay, I understand that. I'm a capitalist, but there are ways to work together where everybody can win.
So let's talk about lessons that you've learned. You really were like the key leader at Walgreens is when you were president. You reinvented travel. What are some of the key lessons that you've learned in that you're bringing to New Ocean?
Well, I've always felt that it's about culture. I mean, there's some very basics. You can't delegate an emotion. And trust is a big emotion. And that comes from working with people who trust you, but you can't delegate that, as I said. So you have to exhibit it through authenticity. You have to be sincere. You have to be curious. You have to really care about what's going on in their life, which is very different these days. And then you set the vision and you set the strategy with your colleagues, and then you go about executing it. But you really need to have this culture of trust, which is rare.
Well, final question. Is there any action that people should take other to improve health, and you can't say go to New Ocean Health, any one action that you would say people should do to take?
Recognize that the people who love them want them to be healthy, just as they want the people they love to be healthy. And that's a great incentive. I know I get it from my family. They're trying to make me healthier every day, and I do it because I know they love me and I love them. So whatever I can pass on to them as to how to improve their health, all the better.
On that inspirational note, Hal, what a pleasure it is having you again on the CEO show.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Stuart Winters. How are you, Stuart?
Very well today. Thank you, Robert.
And Stuart is the CEO of Sodexo USA. So let's talk about what the business really is in North America. I know you've got 35,000 employees, but you're really involved with almost all the healthcare systems.
Yeah, absolutely we are, Robert. It's a very large business that is pan-national. We operate from large systems within healthcare right through to individual hospitals and a range of services across food and nutrition, environmental services, technical facilities management, and also healthcare technology management, which is the maintenance of medical equipment.
You're obviously seeing U.S. is unique in how it approaches healthcare. What are you seeing here that are the key trends that you're driving to create effectiveness in your business?
Listen, I think the U.S. Healthcare system is very unique. It differs significantly from other parts of the world that I've had the opportunity to work in. Very financially driven in North America, which I think brings its own level of complexities and pressures with our clients. I think the reimbursement system from the federal government is part of that complexity. For me, it is a business that is very focused on patient outcomes, which is exactly where we want to position our organization in the delivery of services. But for me, it's more about the people, and we've certainly come through this COVID pandemic with a better and a clearer focus on our own individuals.
I'm wondering about all of the different units you have involved, from dietary, housekeeping. How do you create efficiencies within all of those units so there's synergy between them?
From a senior leadership position at an individual site, it's common management. And I think for us, it's the single point of contact with our clients, which is the most important. When we talk about individual service lines around environmental services and food and nutrition, what we do find, depending on the client, is that they typically report into different parts of the hospital. What we're seeing as an example of that with our HTM business, we're seeing more and more it's reporting into the CIO, so the IT side of a hospital, as opposed to the traditional services side.
You have very little margin for error, let's just say, because of the high stakes of your business. Are there any pieces of advice you would give about creating an effective organization?
I think for me, one of the attributes that I'm trying to instill into our organization is that the rubber meets the road on our sites. So there needs to be a greater level of focus and support of our site-based teams. I had the pleasure of being in New York yesterday and sitting down at a round table with our site leadership at H&H in New York. Last week, I was in Cleveland with our team at UH and Wednesday with our team up at North Shore in Chicago. So for me, my role in the organization is about ensuring that our site teams have the skills and capabilities, the understanding of what we're looking to deliver to our clients, and all the tools that are necessary for them to be successful.
I want to shift a little to international and to you personally. So you've done something very few CEOs have done to the extent you have. They've all traveled internationally, but you've lived for almost 20 years. And talk about how many countries you've lived in, how you manage this, and then I want to shift into how you manage that with your family.
Well, I've lived in five countries and certainly have been expatriate for the last 18 years. Had the pleasure, and it really is truly a pleasure, living an international career with an organization like Sodexo. I've had the pleasure of living in Thailand, Singapore, United Kingdom, and now in the US. From my perspective, the journey over the past 18 years has brought an immense amount of learning. You're learning different cultures. You're learning different religions. You're learning how different cultures operate in a business context. So I think for me, whilst it has been difficult on the family, and I'll get to that point in a moment, it is certainly enriched my leadership skills and allowed me to enter this job in North America with a very different view of leadership and managing people. From a position of family, it's certainly difficult. In fact, some of our children were born overseas, and my wife and I have been married for 22 years. I think, if anything, your partners need a medal for putting up with so many moves. And we're getting to the stage of our career and our life where our children are now very young adults, 16, 18, and 20 years old. And for me, it's getting more difficult moving them because the friend base changes significantly, and the opportunity and the level of difficulties that creates for them when they move countries. But certainly a fantastic journey, and one that I wouldn't change.
Any advice to CEOs who are moving their kids around the world, and it's an early stage for them?
Do it while they're young. I think that's probably the key message. And the alternative to that is do it when they finished school. Moving teenagers in the later part of school the last 4 years has proven to be exceptionally difficult. And I think the resilience that my children have learned through that process is something that will stay with them for a long time. But nonetheless, it's been very difficult.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of them, through resilience, become great CEOs. So who knows? Let's go into what you've learned from these cultures. With all the different cultures, with the religions, what have you learned that has resonated? Give a specific tip on leadership that you've learned from another culture.
I think coming out of a country like Australia, where I spent the early part of my career, one of the things that I've learned is a very high level of patience. Because you need to take time to understand a culture. You need to take time to understand the inner workings of an organization within another country. And I've had the pleasure, as I said, of working for Sodexo for the past 18 years across all of these fantastic regions around the world. But there are specific differences about the way organizations, be it local or global, work within particular cultures, which for me has been enriching. So understanding the value of people, understanding their thought process, their beliefs, and how that goes into driving business in different countries.
Is it ever just a one-on-one conversation with someone, or is it more of an overall feel?
I think it's a mixture of both, Robert. I think the greatest value I've had is being able to spend significant amount of time in one-on-one conversations with a multitude of people across 17, 18 different countries, and it's the way that those people interact also that is unique. So whether you've got people in China, Sodexo China, or Sodexo India, Sodexo Singapore, the Middle East, it is working with those teams to lift them up, to give them an international flavor of working across a geography together.
In North America, in the U.S., Sodexo's healthcare business is obviously very different than any global business because of the way healthcare is structured in America. What is the future for Sodexo's business in North America?
I think we need to look at our strategy moving forward and determine where the growth drivers are really coming from. As I indicated to you at the start of the interview, we have businesses in four core streams of healthcare in North America at the moment. And they are some of those streams are very saturated from a supplier perspective and very easy for organizations to move suppliers. I believe the opportunity for Sodexo in North America is to focus on growth around our core business, being food and nutrition services, and also healthcare technology management. But that is not for one moment to say that we won't lose attention on the other parts of our business. But we need to be very focused on what we choose to grow. Obviously, all organisations have a limited amount of resources to invest, and that's where we're putting our investment.
On that inspirational note, final question, which is, what is the website if someone is interested in working with you?
So it's www.sodexo.com, and all the information will be on there for you to make contact.
We're about to take a commercial break. Right now we're speaking with Stuart Winters, and when we come back, we're going to talk about something near and dear to all CEOs' hearts, which is the well-being of your culture and how you do that in times like these. Back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Robert Reese of the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Stuart Winters, who's the CEO of Sodexo North American Healthcare. And what I'm really wondering is how you create a well-being. I know that you're very people-centric, focused on the culture, but everyone was going through a through this pandemic, and you happen to be working with hospital systems, so you're really right at the core.
Robert, I think it's very difficult to talk about well-being in the healthcare environment, certainly in North America over the course of the last 2 years during the pandemic. Our employees have absolutely gone above and beyond with the effort that they have put into keeping hospitals running, to keeping them clean, to keeping patient nutrition up to very ill patients, and also nutrition up to the doctors and clinical staff that operate within those hospitals. So I am absolutely overjoyed at the efforts that our staff have put in during this pandemic. Well-being is an interesting one, and for me, it needs to start with a very clear and concise employee value proposition, and that's something that we're reinventing in North America. We have looked at our employee value proposition, and whilst it was very relevant for our large workforce 2 years, 5 years ago, what the pandemic has proven is that the way people want to work moving forward is going to be very, very different. We all know about the Great Resignation. We all know about the opportunity for different generations coming into the workforce to choose their working hours and to choose their working lifestyle. And I think for us, we have to reinvent our employee value proposition to match the new way of working and what we're going to see, I believe, for many years to come.
And what are the specifics of that new employee system?
I think there needs to be far more focus on the way people want to be paid, the way people want to be rewarded. I mean, some examples of this is we've got a particular workforce that are very eager to look at pay on a daily basis and having that pay transferred into their bank account when they finish at the end of the day. I think we've got an opportunity around the employee value proposition to help and educate our vast workforce with regards to savings. And for me, I'm at pains and it really hurts me to understand that there is large percentages of American workers that don't have a savings plan for retirement. I think it is the job of companies like Sodexo, having such a large workforce in North America, to help and educate our workers around saving and around how they go about managing finances.
So you're really looking at the whole employee in a sense. And it sounds like you're trying to reduce not just the stresses of today's world, but of tomorrow's world for them as well.
I think there's two things for me. One is the employee value proposition, and you're right. It's about reducing the stresses and making their life easier today, but also giving them the skills to plan for the future. The second part of this is health and safety, and it's one of my passions, and it's – you know, my view and the view that I am instilling into the leadership team and the entire North American workforce is that nobody should leave work in any worse condition than they arrived that morning or for that time on their shift. So I'm very passionate about health and safety, and very pleased to see that in a short period of time, some of the actions that we have taken are actually providing a return.
That's great. I commend you on that. And any advice to CEOs on health and safety? They may not be as intricately involved as you are in that, but it still impacts all of the core of their business.
I think a lot of it comes out of my DNA. I started my life in the oil and gas industry, and zero harm is you live and die by health and safety in that particular industry, and I have always had a passion for it, and I've brought that same philosophy through to the various roles that I've held in Sodexo over the past 18 years, to a point where I think my advice to a CEO is you need to talk about the topic. It's not good enough just to have a policy in place. It needs to be front and foremost at every single leadership meeting, and that's what we've put in place at Sodexo.
I want to go into, you mentioned oil and gas beginning, and right now there's a huge move to sustainable energy. Being that's part of your business DNA, what is your take on that, of how that plays into the future of business?
Yeah, I think my oil and gas days were many, many years ago, Robert, but the positioning around the environment now makes it a further non-negotiable. We are working with our supply chains to ensure that they are sustainable. But for me, one of the areas that I believe where we can make the biggest difference in healthcare is local sourcing. So ensuring that we're not bringing products from one side of the country to the other where it's not required, and spending a lot more time on looking at supply chain in a region rather than on a national basis in order to do our bit to reduce greenhouse emissions.
So you had a very interesting experience in the UK where actually you were the largest provider, if I understand correctly, of COVID testing. Talk about what you did and how you accomplished the efficiencies and effectiveness there.
Yes, absolutely we were, Robert. I remember the day very, very clearly when I got the phone call from the Department of Health in the UK asking for assistance, and it was to repatriate and quarantine the very original flight that came out of Wuhan of UK nationals back to the UK. So Sodexo mobilised a quarantine centre within 24 hours of that request. And I think the reason that we were so successful in being awarded so much of the UK COVID business simply came down to trust and belief from the UK government and also the Department of Health in the United Kingdom that Sodexo could be trusted to deliver, and that we always performed and lived up to our own personal values.
Well, Stuart, I want to commend you. What a fascinating background you've had internationally, what you've done, and what a great, truly important business you've built as the backbone of U.S. healthcare delivery in terms of nutrition, in terms of housekeeping, all of the tangential elements that create success in healthcare. Much success going forward to you.
Thank you very much, Robert, and appreciate your time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.